So there was the Post Malone pop-up just in the middle of nowhere at the Stockyards last week. Mm-hmm. Where he just went around, did some shopping, and hung out with some fans and stuff. Well, on Saturday, it was Joe Jonas that had a surprise pop-up appearance down in the Stockyards. Yeah, he performed his song Sucker at the event.
I love that one.
And it was just a surprise. He had just been there at the Post Malone show, too. So you never know who's going to pop up there at the Stockyards now. It's an Instagrammable location.
Goodness. So was it Billy Bob's or Tannehill's or just doing a little karaoke?
He was just Joe Jonas. He was just going down there.
Yeah. Jonas came strong. There's so many to choose from.
Hanging out with a Fort Worth herd.
Got a soft spot.
They could use a Jonas as a drover, couldn't they?
Drover game.
I bet Mama
strong.
Jonas knows how to drover some things. Got to herd them.
Thanks,
take a look at the rest of our pop-up stories from the Lone Star States and some of those Texas topics. Well, it is depending on where. I know Tarleton's coming up, but big graduation weekend, especially in the collegiate ranks, and maybe the most studious of them all, Taylor Sheridan was quite busy. First of all, he gave the commencement over there down in UT and Austin. And then he was honored at TCU's spring commencement ceremony as they gave him an honorary degree for his contributions to the arts and the Texas film industry and the opportunities given TCU students, because a lot of them have been cast as extras at the very least. So now Taylor Sheridan attended TCU, but he dropped out, it says, after his senior year. He made it that far?
Ooh, you know what?
Hmm.
Maybe he, like, it was one of those situations where it's like, you've gone all 4 years, but you forgot to take, you know, underwater basket weaving.
Ah, yeah.
Or, like, you know, sailor ship. And then you're like, I don't know.
Or maybe you went to radio. No, he went in the other, more lucrative visual arts. By the way, speaking of that show that him and Blake Shelton, they're producing together, that filmed a couple of weeks back at Tannehill's, that had, it's called The Road, and it's going to be on CBS. And what it is finding the next big singer and all that stuff as every other. But they take the approach of, hey, you get to open tonight for Keith Urban, which Keith Urban played that free show at Tannehill's. And then the opener is immediately judged in whether you get to go to the next city. That's how this one will go. It will debut this fall, CBS announced this week, premiering on Sundays in the 8 to 9 p.m. time slot.
So something is not on Peacock.
Yeah, but he's got CBS pretty good right there. By the way, Gretchen Wilson's going to be on this, too. She's serving as, quote, tour manager. So that'll be fun
That's my girl.
Taylor Sheridan, there's a theory that there are 16 of them, and that might be true because he was at two commencements almost at the same time.
Yeah,
It's pretty impressive.
So we have another new addition to the neighborhood, KB, and it's not Linda from Fresno. Mm-mm. It is the West Nile virus.
Oh, okay.
The first mosquito to test positive this year has been found in Tarrant County. Now, just 1 in 5 that contract the virus develop symptoms, but it can cause some rare but serious complications. Experts say to wear bug repellent, long sleeves, stay indoors when they're most active at dusk, and pray for the best.
Well, it is the most wonderful time of the year.
Is that what they say?
Aww. I don't know which is worse. Is it allergy season or is it mosquito season? Or is it the fact that they are all coinciding at the same time with a 100-degree day on Wednesday?
The allergies are just the worst.
I look like I've been in a 12-round prize fight with a Jake Paul, Logan Paul brother or something.
Oh, do people want to hug you? You love that.
I will be able to breathe sometime around October, and then I will get a couple of weeks before the Mountain Cedar cranks up down there. So
it's going to be fun.
It's the most wonderful time.
Aww.
Coming off one of the most wonderful times of the year, and that would be Mother's Day. Oh, we have some sports here. Do you want to do it?
It's very tempting, okay, but I'm going to let you handle this one.
I know Bob Stoops liked what you did on Friday.
He did.
I liked that. See? Oh, yeah.
We're besties.
By the way, the Arlington Renegades do fall to the Michigan Panthers. They hated Michigan Panthers at the UFL. It was a crazy game at the end, too. Wild game. But Michigan ends up winning 25-24. But our Dallas Stars keep it going. So they are up 2-1 series lead on the hated Winnipeg Jets. They won yesterday on Mother's Day, 5-2. They'll play again tomorrow night. Hope to go up 3-1 and maybe close out the series. So there's your sports update. By the way, speaking of Mother's Day weekend, so Texas Rangers, Detroit yesterday, Rangers 6-1 win. Having a big game was third baseman for the Rangers, Josh Young. And the game opened up because his brother, Jace, plays for the Tigers. So his brother against brother.
Ooh.
And their mom was there. In fact, came out and delivered the game ball to the mound. And then both Josh and Jace Young went up there and stood by their mom. And then Josh Young of the Rangers hit a home run yesterday in front of his mama.
Yeah.
On Mother's
Day.
See
that? Inspo.
His brother Jace playing for the other team. Show off. Yeah.
Whatever, brah. So it's the dream of any young man in college. Can mom come along with me when I go away to school? Well, that's the story from Kyle and Brandy Fields, who are both graduating from TCU this Friday. Now, he came from out of state to go to school. The rest of the crew followed him to Fort Worth. And then mom said, I think I'm going to go back and get my executive MBA. Kyle was actually thrilled that she chose TCU. Says it's a special moment. He's getting his master's in liberal arts. Brandy hopes that more moms will continue to grow and challenge themselves no matter what their age.
Very cool.
Which is very, very nice. But, you know, life in general gives me enough challenges. I don't know that I can do the master's degree
thing. I think that's genius, though. Mm-hmm. I think if you time it out that way and you... That way you'll always have a ride.
Mom!
I know.
You'll just
Mom.
Always get a ride.
And I might actually
Mommy.
Be able
yeah.
to kill
Mama.
My children with embarrassment,
Mama.
Which is my goal Ma. In life at this point.
And speaking of a brand new ride, over this past weekend talking about pop-ups with the Posties and the Jonas's, Paris Hilton surprised a fan in Texas. Words I'd never say. But here we go. With a brand new car after that fan's car had caught on fire. So this fan posts on TikTok showing Bibiana Gonzalez her car totally burned down to the ground. The only thing that survived the car fire was a Paris Hilton branded, like kind of Stanley Cup mug type thing.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, and that was the only thing. Came out like virtually unscathed of the whole thing. So she posted this. And stuff, and Paris Hilton quickly replied, said, gonna do everything I can to help you out, and actually did. She, over the past weekend, surprised Bibiana with a brand new car.
Sweet.
To replace the one that burned down. Of course, her big catchphrase is, That's hot.
Yeah.
Which made things horribly awkward.
I like that.
Well,
waking up the Westoplex, it's KB and Heather Lee.